This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Veendrani Rajana. The centre has announced the release of a significant instalment of 1,30,750 crore rupees in tax devolution to states. The Finance Ministry said yesterday that the release, which includes both the regular allocation for June and an additional instalment, is aimed at bolstering state government capacity to accelerate development and capital expenditure. It further said that as of today, the total amount devolved to states for the fiscal year 2024-25 stands at 2,79,500 crore rupees. The interim budget 2024-25 has allocated 12,19,783 crore rupees for the devolution of taxes to states. States with significant allocations include Uttar Pradesh, which stands at 25,000 crores, followed by 14,000 crores for Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, nearly 10,000 crore rupees each. Cabinet Minister Kiran Rijiju assumed charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Rijiju noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas is vital to the functioning of the ministry. Replying to the allegations of persecution of minorities, the minister said that the government treats every citizen equally and has always implemented schemes and policies that are inclusive. In a significant event at Raj Bhavan yesterday, Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office to Sanjit Karel as the Speaker pro tem of the Sikkim Legislative Assembly. Governor Acharya congratulated Karel on his appointment, expressing confidence in his ability to uphold the responsibilities with integrity and dedication. This ceremony marked the commencement of a new legislative term, underscoring the democratic spirit and governance in Sikkim. As Speaker pro tem, Karel will preside over the inaugural session of the 11th Sikkim State Legislative Assembly, including the oath taking of newly elected members. The swearing-in ceremony was attended by prominent figures including Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, the Chief Secretary, Secretary Sikkim Legislative Assembly, Secretary Law Department and other dignitaries. The University Grants Commission has decided to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year, starting from the next academic year. Admissions will now be open in January and February and in July and August. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. Talking to Akashvani News, UGC Chairman Professor M. Jagdish Kumar said that this decision will be very beneficial to students who missed the admission due to various reasons and they had to wait for another year. He added that it will reduce the waiting time for enrollment and increase their motivation. The team of the Bharati Institute of Public Policy, BIPP, Indian School of Business, is working closely with the state government of Meghalaya to offer capacity-building support to public policy leaders, government officials, private corporations and the developmental sector, among other initiatives. As part of the ongoing collaborations, the team of the Bharati Institute, with the support of the State Planning Department, has developed the Meghalaya Data Portal, www.meghalayadataportal.com, an open access data platform. The portal is useful to administrators, researchers, students, journalists, and the general public as a whole. The suspense over the election of new leader of the BJP legislature party in Arunachal Pradesh is expected to be over very soon, with the party leadership appointing two central observers to oversee the process of election of a new chief minister in the state. The BJP parliamentary board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and its national general secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of BJP legislature party in Arunachal Pradesh, the party said in a statement yesterday. The two central observers are likely to arrive in Itanagar today. They will hold the meeting with BJP legislators and come to a consensus before announcing the name of the new chief minister, a party leader said. The new BJP legislature party leader will then stake claim before the governor to form the next government in the state, he said, adding that the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers is likely to be held on Thursday. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.